This is Sports Saturday on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Matt Harrop.
All right, welcome back in. Matt Harrop here on SB Nation Radio as we get set for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And now joining us is Corey Curtis, sports director at WKRN-TV, Nashville's News 2. Hey, Corey, thank you for the time. How's your Saturday going?
Fantastic. Just looking forward to tonight.
What is the buzz around Nashville? You know, I found it really interesting last year during the NHL playoffs when the whole city just seemed to get behind the Nashville Predators. What is the buzz around the Tennessee Titans right now?
Well, in the South, there's something called state pride. I was a born Chicagoan, and it's something I've experienced firsthand now for over two decades. When local teams do good, everybody gets behind them. Whether it's the Goodlettsville Little League team at the World Series or the Nashville Predators or now the Tennessee Titans, people could bicker and moan all they wanted about how the Titans got here. Now that they're here, they are all in and believing in this football team. And last year, the Nashville Predators were the 16th team to make the NHL playoffs. So they were the longest of long shots when the playoffs started, and that's what's got everybody right now saying, why not the Titans?
How much fan support do they get at the beginning of the season? Like, what did the stadium look like at the very beginning of the year in terms of attendance? Do you think, would Nashville rather, because Tennessee, I don't know much about Tennessee, but Tennessee strikes me as a state that would prefer their college team to do better than their pro team. Is that true or not?
There is a large segment of Tennessee volunteers, but we have so much new population in the Nashville metro area that it's become a real pro sports town. And so while you've got the segment of University of Tennessee people, and it's large, and Knoxville's about 2.5 hours away, but it's still important, the Titans, without question, are still our number one. Their television ratings are much higher than Tennessee volunteer football games. Now, having said that, I've been covering this team since 2003. The last decade has been horrifically bad. Ownership for a brief period of time was horrifically bad, and attendance suffered because they didn't give the fans a product worth watching and a stadium venue worth attending. They've been battling that and making massive improvements the last 2 years under Amy Adams Strunk, but I still think that there's a little bit when it comes to attendance of, you know, prove it to me before I spend the big dollars when I come to the stadium. So the stadium was not full all the time, not even close to full all of the time. But I think there's a wait-and-see element to that.
Corey Curtis is our guest sports director at WKRN-TV in Nashville. You can follow him on Twitter at Corey Curtis, too. Yeah, you know, it's funny. The last team that I remember of Tennessee being really well, I had his jersey, was Eddie George. And you had, of course, Steve McNair.
Yeah.
How similar is this team? Because you do have that Marcus Mariota, Derrick Henry, to Steve McNair, Eddie George. I think that there's some comparisons there when it comes to style. How similar is this team to those teams?
Well, I understand why you say that, but I mean, there's a lot of differences too. But there's a lot of similarities between Steve and Marcus. But with Derrick Henry and Eddie George, Eddie was a straight power back, and believe it or not, Derrick Henry has been more of a speed back for the Tennessee Titans. You know, while he's 6'3", 245, he is a guy with great acceleration, and when he hits a hole, he can be gone. But he, through his first almost two full seasons, had shown a desire to bounce it outside rather than to play a physical game and ram it up inside. But when the Titans played the Jaguars and DeMarco Murray was out and he got 28 carries and he tried to play that style for 28 carries, he went for 51 yards and he was thoroughly embarrassed after the game. And it was a reality check for him, and he was a different guy against Kansas City. And we saw more power and determination out of him in that game than we had in the first 2 years. And if he can be that guy, which is more similar to an Eddie George, but Eddie never met a tackler he wasn't afraid to take on head on, then that will make this a better football team, because this team is built on getting the dirty yards as well as the big plays.
Right. So, Corey, you have on your Twitter page, you have a pull-up. You named four players. Who's the biggest key to the Titans beating the Patriots? And Mariota and Derrick Henry are two of those players. And I got to say, I'm surprised that you're at the discrepancy, the difference in your followers' responses. Your followers have 72% as Marcus Mariota being the biggest key and 18% for Derrick Henry. I would maybe lean Henry just because I think in this game against the Patriots, ball control is so important to keep Brady off the field. Where do you lie with this poll?
Well, I think my voters are actually really smart there because one of those things does not happen without the other. Derrick Henry went for 156 yards last week, and it's not a mystery that it happened last week because Marcus Mariota is finally healthy enough to be a threat in the run game again. He pulled his hamstring week four. The 2 weeks before that, the Titans hung 37 on Jacksonville and 34 on a healthy Seattle Seahawks defense. And once he pulled his hamstring, it completely hamstrung their offense for pretty much the rest of the regular season because he was no longer a threat in the run game, and everybody knew it, and they jammed up the center of the line, and DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry had virtually no place to go. But now that Mariota's feeling better and he's a threat on the outside, it's opening up the inside. So Mariota's legs are the whole key to opening up that run game, and if they can run the football, he has fantastic numbers in play action, and it can set the Titans up for some big plays. So Marcus Mariota is without question the X factor in this football game in making everything work for the Titans offense.
Interesting. Corey Curtis, our guest. By the way, I like that. Hamstring, hamstrung. That's how you know Corey's great at his job. Sports director at WKRN-TV and Nashville News 2. So I think sometimes you hear in the NFL, we want our quarterbacks to stay in the pocket. Like you heard that with Cam Newton. Cam Newton's like, no, I want to use my strengths. The ability to run the ball is very important to me, and it's very important to this offense. But if Marcus Mariota can't get outside the pocket today, let's say, because what New England does great is they take away what you do best. And what you just said, I'm sure Bill Belichick knows. So if Mariota is forced to kind of stay in the pocket, how good of a pocket passer do you think he can be in a game like this?
Well, I mean, he is capable of making plays in the passing game. He's done it before. His receivers have to be able to make plays in the passing game. I think that's more of a consideration. But, you know, we when you talk about this Patriot defense, speed is not necessarily its friend.
Right.
They have struggled to contain mobile quarterbacks, and that's going to be one of the interesting things today. How do they handle that? Do they put a spy on it? Because Marcus will stay in the pocket, and he'll look for a long time to make a play. But when it's third down, and they've got to move the chains, that's when he needs to look to strike, you know, if things break down in the pass routes, that he's got to find a way to move the chains. That's what happened last week in Kansas City when they started the second half with that 15-play, 92-yard drive. They had one first down, and they faced a third and 10, and he went right up the gut for 12 yards. And without that play, they probably don't win the game. And it was because he was able to extend the drive with his legs. But he will look to make passes, you know, in the passing game. He had a down year this year, but I'm telling you, a lot of it was because he was playing on one leg and they could only use literally about one half of the playbook.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, when you say speed, New England's worst game this year, I think you could argue, was week one against the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that is really athletic and has a lot of speed. Do you think that's a game that Tennessee goes back to and looks at, even though it was week one, and everybody changes over the course of the season? I said at the very beginning of the year, that might be a blueprint of how to beat New England. Do you think they look at that game and Tennessee can emulate the game plan that the Chiefs had when they scored over 40 points?
Well, I think you can look at it, but I will also say that this is a Patriots team that's gotten a lot better defensively since then. You know, they fixed a lot of things, but they've also lost Dante Hightower, and that's a really good football player. And so, you just don't replace that guy. You just don't. So, I mean, I think you can look to take advantage of things, and I think you're right. They used Alex Smith's athleticism to help make some plays, and, of course, Tyreek Hill's athleticism to make some plays. And, you know, if you can get this team on the run and out of the pocket, you know, then you can make some plays. Now, the Patriots, like you said, are great at taking it away. You're going to have to prove that you can duplicate it because they're going to make you prove it. They're not just going to give it to you.
Yeah, Corey Curtis is our guest, sports director at WKRN-TV. You can follow him on Twitter at CoreyCurtis2. New England does have a couple of running backs that are most likely not going to play, Mike Gillisley and Rex Burkhead. But the Patriots, listen, the Titans, when you look at run defense, it's good. When you look at pass defense, it's not so good. Do you think that that's going to have a real big effect in this game, the fact that New England is not going to have two of their running backs?
Well, you know, I think if I'm the Titans, and this is just me, a sportscaster looking from the outside in, I control what I can control. And to me, defensively, that's the run game, because the Patriots actually ran the ball more times last season than Tennessee Titans did, which nobody believes, but is a fact. They rushed for 115 yards a game. If you're the Titans and you can take that away, and more importantly, if you can take away those backs in pass routes, that might be more important. Those guys have caught 120 passes this year. And last week against Kansas City, with Kareem Hunt and Charcandrick West, who are two dynamite pass catchers out of the backfield, the Titans held those guys to 5 receptions for 6 yards. You want to know why the Chiefs didn't score any points in the second half? Look no further than those numbers right there.
Yeah.
So for the Titans, if they can hold those numbers down and then just keep Gronk from taking over the game, you hope to hold them within a point range where you give Mariota a chance, because you're not going to shut down everybody in the passing game. They've got Tom Brady, but you can control the running game, and so that's what I would aim to do.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Corey Curtis, our guest, sports director at WKRN-TV in Nashville. Okay, so DeMarco Murray is out on the other side. The Titans have a running back out. Didn't seem to affect the Titans at all last week. Derrick Henry, I think, clearly is the better running back. But one thing that DeMarco Murray does do, and it was very evident last week, was he can pass protect. I mean,
he got smoked last week.
Oh, my goodness. There are a couple of plays where you look at on film and you're like, please don't ever show me that again. Do you think that is going to have an effect this week, DeMarco Murray not being able to protect Mariota in what could be situations where you have to pass the ball, because most likely the Patriots are going to get out to a lead?
Yeah, look, DeMarco Murray can still play football. A lot of the problems with the run game were associated more with the things I said about than DeMarco Murray this year, just there being no place to go. And if he could play in this game, he would help this football team. And if the Titans somehow manage to win this game, he's going to play next week in the AFC Championship. That's an awfully big if, because the Patriots have played in 6 of them in a row. But I'm going to give you 2 huge numbers in the run game to just write down in your notebook and watch as this game goes on, all right?
Okay.
Titans have won 10 games this year. In those 10 games, they have averaged 148 yards rushing a game. The Patriots have lost 3 games this year. In those 3 games, they have given up an average of how many rushing yards per game? 148.
Oh, wow. How about that? I love that. I'm a stats guy. Gio knows I'm a stats nerd. I'm going to use that. I love that. Okay, so you pretty much just answered my last question. If I told you that Tennessee has to do this to win the game, what is this?
Well, can I get more than one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
They've got to be able to run the football and finish drives. They've got to get 7s instead of 3s. And if they can get to that 148 number, they'll control the clock in the process, and I think they'll be able to run in for some touchdowns. And the reason their red zone struggled this year was because they didn't have Mariota's mobility in the red zone. With that mobility back, I think he makes them much more dangerous in the red zone. Those things are all connected, and I think that it's, you know, that run game and Mariota in the run game is what you have to watch in this football game.
Well, I know you're going to be watching, and you're going to enjoy it. Corey Curtis has been our guest sports director at WKRN-TV and Nashville News 2. You can follow him on Twitter at CoreyCurtis2. Hey, Corey, thanks for the time, and enjoy the game.
Great weekend of football, guys. It was my pleasure.